Well, I'll come on video so Chuck's not here by himself.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's all right, though. Where's the puppy?
Puppy?
Oh, I thought you had a puppy there. Oh.
No.
No, that's a child.
We have two-legged creatures only.
Is that your partner or the little one?
Yeah, right. they're not here, thank God. hey Mark, do you have like 5 minutes after the meeting ends for me to ask you a question?
Sure thing.
Okay.
How many do we need for a quorum today?
Okay. Let me check just a moment. One excused. Let me look at the committee numbers. Just a moment. Come on. Processing. Almost there. I don't know why it's taking words so long to open, but it is.
It's Microsoft.
Yeah, and I'm actually, I need to. You'll have to wait just a few more moments, I think, to even start the meeting because my draft agenda is not opening either. So it'll be, let's just provide some patience, please. Okay. Well, one document has opened. Okay. And that was the committee assignments. Excellent. Okay. So if council affairs, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people. We subtract 1 for the excused Jack to 10. Cicely Emerson is still activated. So 9. That means we
need 5.
No, Ken's on an LOA. So that's 8. And Bill Bloom continues to be activated, so that's 7. So we need 4 people for a quorum. Oh, thank you, Valerie. Got that right before I got it. Thanks, Valerie.
Sorry, I realized I probably could have just said something. Sorry.
Okay, I'm glad you let me go through that painful process. it was instructive. I should be doing this by heart by now. So let's see, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 people. So
we're good to go.
You're good to go. You want to do introductions first and then we'll do draft agenda minutes.
Okay. Jesse, introduce yourself.
Sure, Jesse Murphy, council member.
Matt
Geltmaker, council member.
Irma
Peretta, council member.
Who's on the iPhone?
That's probably, is that Bill Bloom?
It is he. Hi, Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services.
All right, I'm Chuck Adams, chair of the committee, co-chair of the committee.
So, Mark Muller, council staff.
Valerie Etacuto, council staff.
Well, so next is the agenda, right?
Yep. I'll share a screen. So we see here, it's a very short agenda. This will not be the full hour. It's only one agenda item. The two presentations that are appearing at full council are in process right now. Not even enough to really verbally go over, is my understanding. And so that's why it's an extra short meeting, but we do have an important topic to discuss, which is why I did not put forward the idea of canceling the meeting. And I'll stop share there unless there's any questions.
Anybody have any changes for it? If not, we'll approve it by consensus. And then minutes for last meeting.
So for some reason, I don't know why my computer is so slow today, but my Adobe is still gearing up. I don't know why. So if we can just come back to that, yeah, and go on.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
So then it's announcement time, right?
Yep.
Any announcements from anybody? Nope. Okay, and then I forgot, what's the first agenda item?
Well, there's no public comment.
Right.
So it looks like it's our main event, which is discussing the potential of return to work. Bill's here, so I don't need to speak for him, but he did return to in-person meetings. Oops. He did release information that pretty much no commissions except for the Board of Supervisors are actually doing in-person meetings until the fall. So that's, I think, very important information for you all to have when discussing when you want to return to in-person meetings. Bill, do you want to add anything to that?
Sure. Two things. The first is I actually got some additional information. There are some patient advisory councils that are meeting, but what they're doing is first is an assessment of the space in terms of the filtration and the circulation of the building. They are staying 6 feet apart and masked, and there's no food. So these are kind of groups of like 2 to 5 patients. So they're meeting in kind of large spaces, but the last I've heard, and as of yet, there's no special guidance that would be different than regular guidance that is for people living with HIV or other immune compromised conditions. And then the other thing that I'd mentioned, Mark, I mean, maybe a little premature, but there is some technologies that New York is looking at, which allow a blend of in-person and remote meetings. So that's something maybe down the line for more discussion if people are interested to explore that.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, Mark, I have a question. Which month are we doing the big meeting? Is it September or October?
Let me open up the calendar. I think it's September. It's worth a double check.
That would be at the end of September then.
Oh yeah, it would be at the end of September. So that would definitely be within fall. So yeah, September. Might be our first full council in-person meeting, depending. And so I guess the question to you all, each of you could weigh in on, I guess, what are your thoughts around that, specifically given the what's happening with other commissions around delaying a return to in-person meetings until the fall? You want to just maybe just go around and share your thoughts?
Sure, that sounds good. I'll start. I like the idea of doing the first meeting as the big meeting at the end of September, and then starting in with the committee meetings after that. By then, there might be some kind of, you know, what do you call it? What were you just talking about, where you mix it together? There might be some kind of
thing. Maybe so.
So that's what I would, you know, I'm fine until the fall, keeping it the way it is.
Okay. Jesse or Matt or Irma?
I'm also, I support that. I mean, I think that at my end, I think it works, you know, for me personally, and I can see that we have had good attendance to most of the meetings. So I want to support that. You know, the idea of maybe returning to fall with some alternative options for people that are still not feeling comfortable in coming in person to meetings.
Yeah, same. I think UCSF is their current guidance for us is around like continuing kind of the existing remote work until the end of September. So that's, I don't know, just what somebody else is doing, what some other people are doing. And I guess, I don't know if you have a date in mind when you say fall, is that like?
Well, Chuck's suggestion sounds pretty specific to me. And I think one that other committees might be interested in which the full council summit itself becomes the first in-person meeting. And so if that would then follow with the committees, then that would be first in-person meeting in October.
Yeah, and then I would just be curious about what the rules are once there are no restrictions on in-person meetings. I think we talked about this maybe at the last full council, or maybe it was this last meeting. Like, in the past we had some people call in because of, distance, but typically people had to show up to be counted, to vote or to be considered in quorum. So I don't know if those rules are expected to continue.
Yeah, I mean, I expect them to return, if there's a return to normal in California, since those are California, well, they're not just California, Brown Raker, and obviously our local Sunshine. I expect those to return eventually as well, which means that anyone remoting in would not be able to vote and probably would not be able to count as quorum. I'd have to look into that.
So there's still a lot of unknowns. There's still the Cal OSHA decision. So I think you also have to take that into account because even you, Mark, and your staff, this is a job and there are Cal OSHA guidelines. So there has to be understanding of who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated, masking. I think there's still a lot of unknowns and a lot of guidance that has not been provided. So I think it's really hard and maybe a little premature to try to set a date at this point.
Okay. Juba, you joined us a little bit late, so let me catch you up a little bit. So we're talking about return to in-person meetings and when that would occur. So we have a bit of information from Bill, who I see has his hand up, that information is basically that most, not all, commissions are not planning on returning to in-person meetings until the fall, with the exception of the Board of Supervisors and some community advisory groups, which are currently looking at space requirements. So what Chuck proposed, is to look at our September summit, which is sort of our main event. It's a full council event, as the first potential in-person meeting. As Matt suggested, we should be very cautious about even setting that as a specific date, but as something to look at. And then with committees to return to in-person, again, with, you know, keeping in mind Matt's cautions, in October. How do you feel about that? Oh, you're muted. Sorry, Juba.
Yeah, I think that's sensible. I think that makes sense. I think that's, you know, there's some considerations we could address around that over the, you know, over the summer, and then take the lead from other city agencies that are doing are making decisions around that. But I think that particular that caution is warranted. I agree with that.
Thank you. Bill, you have your hand up.
Yeah, just to add, I think a bit to Matt's point, mid-June, they're expecting more guidance to come out. I think for a larger meeting, whether it's 6 feet or 3 feet or not even, will probably be a big driver about how soon we could do a large meeting. So I think it's fine to shoot for goal dates and just be aware that this is a shifting landscape and we'll need to be responsive to what the guidance is near the time we plan to meet. But hopefully a lot more mid-June, we'll know a lot more, a couple weeks.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, so it sounds like unless there's more discussion on this, that the group has a semi-alignment on pushing forward and looking at fall as a place where there may be a return to in-person. We'll bring what was suggested here to steering, but committees are safeguarding themselves. So I will take this as the Council Affairs Committee decision to definitely not be returning to in-person meetings until at least the fall. And also bringing that suggestion of full council meeting, summit meeting in September as a potential in-person. So thank you all. Brief but important discussion. My Adobe is now working, and I forgot an announcement. I'll save the announcement for last. So I can share screen if you don't mind so that you all can approve the minutes before we end this very short meeting. Okay. So there we have it. Do we? What is that? Is that? Oh gosh, no, that's a draft agenda. What is wrong with me? Okay, bear with me. So sorry. What a mess I am. Don't say anything, Matt.
I'll say while you're looking for that. I don't know if Bill, if you want to comment on this or Matt. The UCSF was telling us that like basically when the feds issue guidance, it like goes to the like it kind of trickles down through the state, and then for us, the city and county, San Francisco, and then UC region, or UCOP looks at it. And so they were saying it's about a 2-week delay between kind of federal guidance and updated guidance locally. I don't know if that's been true for you all, or if that seems like about the right timeline.
It does to me. That sounds, sometimes it's a little quicker, sometimes it can be more. And I think that mid-June kind of goal is taking into account both the Fed and the state guidance. But you are right, the local counties do, the public health officer kind of in concert with other people and really is the person charged with making that decision.
Any health officer order, at least in San Mateo, also goes through county council prior. So that's why things do get drug out. And again, different jurisdictions can say different things. And the CDC guidance is just guidance, and it's the state health officer that sets it for the state. And then each local health officer can make it more strict. They can't make it less strict than the state health officer guidance. So that's why there's so much, I think the whole June 15 thing that Newsom said, I think there was a lot of politics behind that. That's, I think my own personal belief is that is around kind of the recall to try to make him kind of get some support from people around this whole recall bit. But so there's still a lot of pending. And like I said, Cal OSHA put out that guidance last week they voted on, which was very controversial, saying if even one person is unvaccinated, that everybody still has to wear masks. And that raises a whole issue. Santa Clara put out a separate health officer order saying that every government entity and business had to, by last week, have gotten all the information on vaccination status of all their employees. And they have to update it every 14 days. So that's, it's stuff is so all over the board. That's why I just think it's so hard to plan.
Yeah. There's so many diverse opinions, right? I think it was what Dr. Gandhi even spoke against the Cal OSHA decision. And also that's not taking consideration, Cal OSHA didn't really seem to take in consideration that different CBOs will have their own perspectives on this. So for example, Shanti is viewing vaccination status as a private matter and will not be collecting that information as far as I know. So there's a lot of different things in the mix. So I really appreciate that the caution that you expressed, Matt, and the being okay with a delay to in-person that all of you expressed. So thank you. My Adobe is finally working. I can share, my mind is finally working and I picked the right document. Let's go for it. So you'll see here who was present and who was absent. We do take names. Pro forma, we had a presentation from on drug user health presentation that was pretty well received. And then we did a brief work plan update. It's pretty straightforward, short meeting. Any questions?
No, so we'll approve it by consensus.
Great. And then to finally, Then to finally close this out, an announcement. It's both a happy and a sad announcement. I'm very happy to say that Valerie Atacudo has been accepted into med school, but this means this will be her last Council of Affairs meeting.
Wow.
Congratulations, Valerie.
Congratulations. Yes. Right on.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's real now, Valerie. I made a public announcement about it. It's definitely real.
I know. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure working with you all. Sorry for the loud background. I'm like on the street. But thanks.
Where are you headed?
It would have been totally different about the opening up if Muni hadn't decided to open up their system, because getting around without it was impossible.
Yeah, for sure. Valerie, where are you headed again?
I'm going to be going to Drexel in Philly.
Wow.
Great.
Right. Is there anything else?
Nope, I think that's it. It's a wrap. 20 minutes in.
Yeah, there we go. We'll adjourn. Thanks.
Take care.
Have a good rest of your day, everyone. Jesse, I'll stay here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Find the leave button.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's a busy week, but a good one. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I had a question. I don't know. This is like semi off the record. I don't know. Like, I just
okay. No problem. Off the record. Let me stop the recording. Yeah.